Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
To the Sports Corner, I'm Michael Horn, not the star of the show. I'm here with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only superstar on television. I'm telling you, acting legend, we're talking about Hunter Land's End, so many other great things. We're the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Fred. How's your week been going?
It's fine. Suddenly, I've got like tons of mail here, folks. Where am I?
Look at this. Look at the
I'm
mail.
I'm getting mail. I just signed a bunch of stuff here the other day,
wow.
which I really appreciate. And I will just say this while I'm thinking about it.
Sure.
People who want me to sign stuff, which I will.
Yes, I know you do.
You have to send it. Don't ask me to provide things to sign and send to you.
Okay.
Because we can't do it from here.
Yeah, so they should send you a self-addressed envelope to return it. Is that correct?
And whatever they want me to sign.
Yeah, well, of course. Otherwise.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Sometimes they ask you for a picture. I got what you're saying.
Yeah, but they do. And they send me an envelope with nothing in it. So could you send me a picture? I said, well, send me a picture. And I'll sign it, and I'll send it back to you.
See, we're on a budget cutback here at the CRN Broadcast Center. We should actually put some pictures together of you, Fred.
All right.
You know, maybe we'll have to work on that. But I hear you.
And the other thing else is Mark Levin's just sent me his book, Freedom of the Unfreedom of the Press, which I'm going to get into this
Way
week.
To say, you and Mark Levin are buddies. Hold that up one more time.
Yeah, here it is right
again,
here.
It's put it right there. You go. A little higher. We put this on video. Unfreedom of the Press, Mark Levin.
Yeah.
This is great. And did he autograph it for you or
no,
anything?
No, he did not, which I appreciate.
What?
I don't want books with stuff in it.
You really?
No, I don't. I've got a whole stuff at home with stuff. Fred, it was great to see you again. Call me when you're free. You know, let's go play golf. And I don't want. The book's enough. It's great. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
So thanks to Mark Levin. Is there a copy for me over there? Did Mark?
No, we purposely left you out, Mike.
Nothing at all. Mark didn't send anything.
No, he didn't mention your name at all.
All right, your comments on that.
He said that other guy.
Please.
He's done that a couple of times.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And as always, you know, we read the emails here on the air. You can send an email to FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And Mark, if you're listening, get me a copy of the book. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Dare to do more during the semi-annual sale at Jared. It's our best sale of the season, featuring 20% off select loose diamonds. So whether you're ready to ask the big question or are simply celebrating mom, there's never been a better time to declare your devotion. Shop May 1st through 5th for custom engravings, a wide range of diamond bridal and fashion jewelry, and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Visit us in-store or at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Offer on select GSI certified loose diamonds valued at $5,000 or less while supplies last. In-store only. See jared.com/offers for details.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel. travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
We had just done our taxes, and it was depressing. I mean, we earned good money, but we're always behind in bills. So we met with this financial advisor who found two huge problems: unplanned expenses like home repairs and medical bills, and credit cards with crazy high interest rates. Anyway, he graphed out a brilliant strategy. If we could get a favorable fixed-rate personal loan, we could pay off all our bills and credit cards and still have cash at the end of the month for emergencies and a summer vacation. He suggested BestEgg.com for their rates, and because consumers rated BestEgg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs. The online loan app took about a minute, and it didn't affect our credit score. We got our personal loan, paid off credit card bills, and lowered our monthly payment. So we bank the money we save.
When it's time to pay off debt and get ahead, visit BestEgg.com/money. Funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. BestEgg.com/money. BestEgg.com/money.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Have to get more commercials here on the show. The breaks are not long enough for Fred to tell me an important story. We actually should...
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You know, we do the show, and we do it for an hour here, you know.
At this time every week.
And I've got so much gossip, it's embarrassing.
It's really good.
I am so loaded with stuff.
He's just about to unload it to me, and then the music starts, and we're back in the show.
I have so many connections in the sports world, ladies and gentlemen. You're lucky you listen to me and listen to Mike on this show.
It's true.
And we have lots of fun. We have lots of laughs about what's being handed to us every day, about what headlines are in sports. And it's great. You know, we've got a lot of stuff here. Sean McVay, the Rams head coach, you know, now realizes that he had paralysis through analysis.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. But before we do, quick story. Because last week after the show, I was going to go to this event where they were celebrating the new Jordan Winery up in Sonoma County, Alexander Valley, was releasing their 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's all aged in French oak. They used to do French oak and American oak. Now it's all French. It's a spectacular wine. I said, Fred, do you want to go? And Fred said, you go. So I go there, and there's a huge big bottle, a big Jerbomb huge bottle, and this lovely lady is pouring from that. And I said, you work with the Jordan Wine? She says, no, I work with a firm that places the Jordan wines in movies in different scenes. So you see a bottle of Jordan wine there when you take a look. And so I said, okay. I said, she goes, we have a big prop house. I said, where? She said, Sunderland. I said, that's where our office used to be. And I said, do you ever do props for old shows? And she said, yes, we do. I said, do you ever do Hunter? And she goes, my father worked on Hunter. And now she wants to invite us there. I said, Fred Dreyer was supposed to be there. Then I go to John Jordan himself, the owner of the winery, the genius behind Jordan Wines, he and his family. And I said, Fred Dreyer might have. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end? I used to watch him on Hunter all the time. People want to see you, and you're holding back. You should go with me at some of these events.
Well, I do. I go there sometimes.
Well, now we're going to go. It's at this nice restaurant called Red Bird in Los Angeles. It's very nice. We should go there sometime.
What part of L.A. were you in?
It was downtown L.A., off of Main Street, I think, or a temple right around in there.
Did you see a lot of homeless people tented up outside the
I wish I would have seen
event.
The mayor homeless. There's a lot of homeless people in towns all over the country, but especially in California.
You should take some wine down to them.
No. But however, and then we'll get back to the show. One final story. If you read the autobiography of the Gallo.
This is the show, by the way.
Ernest and Julio Gallo. I believe it was Ernest used to see how well his advertising worked. This was back in the 60s. He'd go into the lower end of town, and he'd roll the window down, and he'd shout out, what's the word? And you hear people that were sleeping on the sidewalks yell back, Thunderbird. It's a true story.
I know. I heard that story a long time ago.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Gallo wines have really increased beyond that time now. So no offense to anybody, but that was, you know, that's the way they did it.
I remember as a kid, you know, anybody that would walk past a liquor store, I'd say, hey, could you buy me a bottle of Thunderbird?
No, you did?
Could you buy me a bottle of Thunderbird? And he says, yeah. So I'd give him like 50 cents. And it was a screw-off bottle.
Yeah, screw top.
You know, the little screw
they have those
top.
Again now.
It was a size. It was a handy to-go pack. And we would drink a Thunderbird.
How old were you at that time?
What, 16, 15, 16, 17? Yeah. You know, trouble. High school.
Trouble at that time.
Friday night, we would go out to liquor stores. And, you know, we would look around to see if we could find somebody to buy stuff. We'd just be hanging out. And the guy behind the counter came out and said, look, I know what you guys are doing. You know, I'm not going to have anybody in here buying you alcohol. So get out of here.
There you go.
And which was a great thing. You know, yeah. We went down the next liquor store and got some liquor. But the point was is that, you know, there's people out there at that point in time who cared about they cared about not selling kids, responsible for getting young kids smashed, you know.
Let's be responsible.
Because we were stupid anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's fun stories from Fred's childhood. More of those stories. All right, so Sean McVay, you're saying that he is one of the brightest minds. He's a younger coach in the NFL.
Yeah, look.
But he's admitted that he fell victim to studying too much film and overanalyzing his opponent ahead of the matchup.
That's right. It's called paralysis through analysis. This was what Tommy Prothrow back in 1971 and 72 used to talk about. He used to talk about it all the time.
When he coached the Rams, right?
Yep. He would say, we're going to have a short practice today because we don't want to get paralysis through analysis. And it got to the point where we would go up to him and just say, hey, you know something? I think we should just maybe take one of these days off, like a Wednesday or a Thursday in the middle of the week, and just not come into practice. And he'd take a long draw of a cigarette. Now, that's the dumbest thing, Dreyer, I've ever heard. And I said, yeah, but it fits. This is something you ought to consider. You know, we took a vote, and of course we lost. Paralysis through analysis. But here's the other thing. I'll just say this. You know, the press has given him this smartest coach in America.
Yeah.
The press has, because he comes out and he starts quoting and talking about plays that are like 8 and 10 years old that he remembers his uncle, his grandfather, you know. John McVay.
Right.
So because he's an NFL brat. You know, his grandfather was John McVay from the Giants and the 49ers, and then his father, and then him. Now he's like three generations NFL. And he's a fine coach, and he's organized and all of that stuff. But when you put him in the Super Bowl, there's no guarantee he'll get back there again. We all know that. But when you get an opportunity playing the Super Bowl, I will guarantee you, if you were to contrast, this would be very interesting, contrast the preparation that John McVay and his team made over preparation and what Bill Belichick and his staff did. As you get through into the playoff season, you whittle down all the information. Remember, half of your effort is based on your ability to defend and run your own offense and your special teams.
Exactly.
You don't have to know what the opposing team is doing. You know what's going on. You know, we used to joke, we used to make comments all the time. And our coach would say, Ray Malavasi would say, hey, look at you guys, here's a game plan. I could put you guys out there and by formation, down in distance and where the ball is on the field, you guys could call 85% of these plays. You wouldn't need to rehearse them because you're good enough to do it.
Right.
If you're in the Super Bowl, you're good enough to know how to run your own defense and offense.
That's very true. So what Sean's saying is he watched all the season games that the New England Patriots played. Sean McVay watched their past Super Bowls. He even watched the Super Bowl they weren't even in, and he said he just overkilled it and just watched so much that he didn't realize he wasn't in the moment of being in the Super Bowl.
And the team played like...
Exactly like that.
Like crap.
They didn't know where they were.
They had no idea. They weren't prepared for the game. They were prepared to practice.
All right, we're going to talk more about this a little bit here on the show. Stay with us. We got a lot more to talk about. Joe Namath, other things, too. Stay with us here. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you on CRNTalk.com, on Sports Byline Radio, and also right here on Channel 211 on SiriusXM. We'll be back.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We'll be right back.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only All-Pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That's a record's not going to be broken. We're talking about the acting legend Fred Dreyer's here with us, and we say hi.
How do you do?
On our video, we are on Facebook Live. We do the show. We're also on Roku at crntalk.com. Orlando Burgos is tuned in, taking a look at us here. Connie McCleary. My old friend Dick Califato from the wine industry is tuned in today. Steve Harmon, Bill Schaefer, Denson Hambly. We've got a lot of people on there. Go check it out at Facebook Live and also at Roku and search for CRN Talk. And,
so are they on there right now?
Yeah, they're all there now looking at you.
Hey, listen, you know, I have a big head, but your head is like 1.5 times size bigger than mine.
Yeah, brains.
More brains
in there. I
don't know what it is. They use it as ballast. To balance off your weight.
It's backup brain right
they
here.
They don't want, you know, if you didn't have such a big head, you'd fall over.
No, this is true. This is the thought process starts right here on the show. Now,
of course, I can see it.
Let's talk about this. You can see it starting to work right now. As we talk about this guy, Nick Bosa, he's tweeting on about Donald Trump. Here's the deal. He's an NFL draft pick. His name is Nick Bosa. He recently cleansed his Twitter account of any political messages because he feared he may end up being drafted by the 49ers and being not fully embraced then by the people of San Francisco, because Bosa regularly tweeted about his support for President Donald J. Trump and his disdain, Bosa's disdain, for former quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And so he's a defensive lineman, this Nick Bosa. He started a firestorm after revealing that he cleansed his Twitter account of political tweets prior to the NFL draft because he said he feared the San Francisco 49ers might not draft him. Days later, 49ers ended up picking Bosa, number 2 pick of the draft. And the team president, Al Guido says on his Bloomberg podcast that the team asked Bosa about his political tweets, but his views on President Trump or Colin Kaepernick didn't have any impact on what the organization thought about him. Now, I like the fact that they're going to keep politics out of sports. Can that happen, Fred?
You believe that?
Can that happen?
Well,
what do you think?
What do you think the conversation in the locker room was when Kaepernick knelt down on the sideline?
People must have gone crazy.
You think everybody in there was, oh, God, what a great idea. Why didn't I think of it?
It's just something else.
Yeah. Well,
you've talked about this in the past, that it was handled improperly by the team. Now they're sort of handling this problem. You're saying, we don't care what you think about it. We just picture for the team. You think he'll get booed when he goes out on the field?
No, they're going to give him a standing ovation.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's correct.
I think the fans have shown by the loss of viewership in the NFL over the last couple of years that they're tired of this kneeling thing. And, you know, take your protest off the field and do your protest, you know, like everybody else does, off the field somewhere, not where you work here. Just play the game of football.
But
that's your job.
Am I reading something correctly? Here it is. Right.
Please, go ahead. I don't know if you are.
Once that subject was broached to the ownership,
yes,
of
the 49ers, right?
And they drafted number 2 overall.
Yeah.
Guido. Yeah. Said the organization wasn't worried about his opinions.
So he said, quoting it, doesn't mean we didn't do background on the kid, doesn't mean we didn't bring it up and ask him the question. But look, if we're going to get in a world where we're not drafting Republicans or not drafting Democrats,
that's where I want to go. This
says,
is where I want to go.
That way, that I think about is that he's a young kid. He had a perspective. That perspective is fine. Some of the other stuff he did, I think, was a little insensitive and needs to learn from that.
A little insensitive, see?
So now they got to throw a little comment in. After all, if they would have just left that last line off, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Who cares? You think one way, I think another way. Who cares?
Yeah.
Play the game of football. Show me you can win the game. Show me you can do your job.
Well, this only means that he'll be asked about it. And let's see how his opinion, which has been politicized by the team already, drafting Republicans and not drafting Democrats. See, right there, Bosa never said anything about being a Republican or a Democrat.
Right.
It was all about behavior. It wasn't about political affiliation. The 49ers put his behavior in a political context by doing that. So this means, and you'll see it, mark my word, put a little check there, that once the season starts, this will become a go-to
story.
And I would not be a bit surprised.
They're going to just hammer it over and over again.
They'll just beat this guy to death with it.
Bosa made the revelation about his Twitter account when he was being interviewed by ESPN, and they screenshotted some tweets showing a Bosa calling Kaepernick, who was the former 49ers quarterback, who claimed the NFL owners were colluding to keep him out of the league because of his decision to kneel during the national anthem. He called him a clown.
Okay.
He is a clown. I think he is. Well, but all right. Who cares about my opinion?
Let me ask you
may
question.
Love the guy. I don't care.
I don't know.
He's a clown.
I don't know Kaepernick.
I don't know Kaepernick.
I think that what he did is ridiculous, and it's unfortunate he was unable to articulate what he meant by everything. But my point here is he called Kaepernick a clown.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of teammates that don't like that.
Uh-oh, we got a problem there.
Remember, then. The league is black.
Yeah.
Kaepernick's black. And all the people who voted... So
it's going to be a racist thing now. Is that what you're saying?
There you go. And there it is, right there. You're now got the potatoes and the onions, and you've got a nice a brew going for a nice racist stew.
And you think that'll be a big story?
And I think it's going to be a big story somewhere down the road. This is a kid who is very. Very sure of himself. He's very opinionated, and he doesn't have any relationships with anybody on that team.
Right.
And he comes in and he calls the poster child for racism on the team, Kaepernick. He calls that guy a clown before he even meets him or knows anything about him. And I look at this and I take the two burning questions. Is Bosa going to be able to handle what comes his way and, in the face of that, perform?
We'll find out as the season goes on. Bosa was with the Buckeyes, collected 29 sacks over the time he was there. So we'll find out what happens. A little story there behind the season as we get ready to go to camp here later on this summer. We'll continue straight ahead here. Don't forget, we're in the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, and on Channel 211, Sirius XM. We'll be back. If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television, and you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side, so you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363. Back in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Any more on that story there with Joe Namath?
Well, once we hit the freeway in the van, everything smoothed out, and he was just sipping as we went through various townships on the way up to Beverly Hills. And we got to Beverly Hills, and he was holding an empty cup. And then when we got out, we went in to get our key, and then took the keys, and we went up the elevator, and then we went up to his room. And he started again.
So wait a minute. So he lived in Long Beach, and you guys would have a room at the hotel?
Well, the team did.
Oh, the team room. Okay.
It was a team meeting. Remember,
gotcha.
We live in Long Beach. And for those of you who don't know where Long Beach is,
right.
We live in Long Beach, and then we drove up to Beverly Hills.
To have a meeting.
To have the meeting. And then from there, we drove to the Coliseum on game days.
Got it.
So yeah. I probably should have told you that.
So this is on game days you were doing this then, correct?
So this was Saturday before the game. I mean, he wasn't drinking for the games. I mean, you know, I mean, he'd have his toddies. The thing is that the funny thing was he said, wine is not alcohol, you know. So I went, oh, that's I'm going to write that down.
Write that. That'll be a good one. Okay. All right, Fred Dreyer, we got some emails here. Let's get to a couple of them here. Ray says, Jim Otto, Dick Butkus, others are really crippled up from their NFL careers. You're in great shape. Is there anything from your playing days that bothers you daily? And he says, it's a great show, guys.
Well, I have, again, like I said earlier in the show, I have my right knee is devoid of cartilage. So that bothers me. I can't sprint like I used to. I can walk. Nothing bothers me when I walk. And I can do a lot of stuff, but I certainly can't sprint anymore.
Pat says, great show. Could listen to Fred all day. Smart guy, very knowledgeable.
Well, thank you.
You're fooling him.
Yeah, I got it.
Larry says, watch Life, Liberty, and Levin when you appear. The question and answer was amazing. A great job.
We had fun. Mark's a good host.
Gary says, looking great, Fred. Feels good to be in shape when you're over 70 and me over 60.
Huh? Well, I got almost 13 years on you.
There you go. I want to remind everybody that we're here every week at this time. You can go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And as always, get these emails into us. We'll try and read them on the air and spend as much time as we can with them. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, that's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. It's rechargeable and waterproof so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code RING for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code RING. That's promo code RING at manscaped.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's diamond price match guarantee, you can finally get mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a loose certified diamond of the same characteristics and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, played with the New York Giants, the Rams. For a brief second, he was somewhere with the New England Patriots, gave him sort of his philosophy on how to play football in the future, and then left. And, of course, the acting legend, all over television with Hunter and Land's End and Agent X and Crisis and Bumblebee the movie. And we're here with you every week at this time. A couple more thoughts here on this Sean McVay thing. So Sean McVay watches all these films with the New England Patriots, studies all this stuff up, and then he goes out and plays the game. And he said he just was overwhelmed with so much information. He said he had too much time. There's 2 weeks between the last playoff game and the Super Bowl, and he just took all that time just to cram like crazy, like for a final exam. And he said he accepts the 13-3 loss blame right on himself. However, and I'll ask you about this, Fred Dreyer, what about Todd Gurley? Because are the knees gone? What's the deal here on this guy? We got a problem on the Rams.
We're going to find out exactly where he is, and it's not like he's going to get some time off because he's had time off. But if he has no cartilage, the meniscus is gone, or it's now been trimmed down to where he's getting a tapping of the femur and the lower and upper leg muscle bones. If he's getting a tapping
kind of like this, is that what you show us there on the screen? If you can,
well, you know, it's the two bones.
Yeah,
inside there. Is a meniscus. Well, when the two bones come down on that shock absorber, or the leg is bent back, or it's twisted, it kicks up the ends of the meniscus. So they start trimming it, and they can actually start trimming this thing so much to save it as much as they possibly can, which is what they should do. Is that the bone now has no place to sit, and it kind of rocks back and forth. And it starts, when you run, it starts tapping on the spots not protected by the meniscus. If he's now to the point where he doesn't have enough padding from a trimmed down meniscus, he's going to get the rocking motion. Where am I here? He's going to get the rocking motion like this. And it starts to tap when he runs. And when he stops, the bone slides like that. So once that happens, you can't fix it.
You can't fix it.
You can't fix it.
For those of you on radio, Fred is taking his fist and putting it, you know, skin against skin, and he's rocking back and forth like you have a joint there. And once that cartilage is gone, totally can't fix it, you're done. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it makes it difficult. That's what happened. That's what happened to my meniscus on my right knee. It's happened to a lot of people, and you can play. I played pretty much 13 professional years with. And two colleges. I played about 15 years of organized football with no meniscus.
Wow.
And I knew if at some point in time, if I didn't keep the muscle structure up on my upper and lower legs, that I would eventually not be able to play. So what's happened is you probably now, Gurley's probably looking at you can only work your legs out and your muscles so much. You know, if you know, I'll do it again here for television, for TV
people on Facebook Live and on Roku. It's the two fists. Fred's got these two fists right together, and it's like bone on bone is what it's looking like. Yeah. And he's rocking your knuckles.
And there's no space between it.
Yeah,
there's no space in
between.
So
it's just bone on bone.
So it's bone on bone, and it slides around and taps. To the point where on the surface of each one of these bones, on the surface.
Yep.
It's like if you take a chicken leg and you break it open,
right,
you can see the real shiny cartilage that's on the end of the bones.
Right.
Well, that's what's on your femur, your and your what's the lower leg called?
It's called your lower leg.
Yeah, anyway, I forgot what it was. Anyway,
lower femur.
So you have the bone now wearing on that. Once that wears through to the actual bone itself,
yep,
you are now finished. So we don't know how far that cartilage has been worn out on Todd Gurley. You're going to find out here this year. And I think that the Rams already know it. And they're
looking around,
they're preparing to use him minimally or as much as he can possibly be used. But he can't run. I mean, you saw in the Super Bowl they brought him in for a couple plays, and he looked like, you know, my neighbor running out to get the newspaper.
It's the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM Channel 211.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only. Well, he's lounging right now, the acting legend.
No, no, I'm
the
here.
All-pro defensive end.
I don't want to throw you off.
Mark De La Torre says he has a picture of you when you were in the seventh grade. Apparently, you and he went to the same high school.
Mike?
Mark De La Torre is on Facebook Live right now. Saying
Mark De La Torre?
Pamela Johnson says she learns something every week. Paul Stern, neighbor Paul, is it's the first time he's ever tuned into the show.
Paul is on the...
Yeah. Paul, neighbor Paul, who used to work here. Remember Paul Stern?
Paul Stern.
Yeah.
Let's see
if you recall his
name.
He
used to live down the street from me.
Yes. And Dick Califato said about, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about Thunderbird wine, and he said he recalls when he was a kid it was the only wine that you could afford. He said, until you got caught, and he said, back then, spankings were legal. So he says, watch out. That was a deal.
Oh, listen, my dad.
Would he take the old belt?
He would spank you with a fist.
I don't want to hear about your stories. Some people write in here and say they love it when Fred tells us stories. Now, here's a story about your old man beating you with his fist. I don't think we want to know about that.
I think people understand it completely.
What did you do to receive a spanking? I got only spanked like once by my dad, and it terrified me because I thought, hey, I've got a spanking with the wooden spoon from my mom, but the old man, what would he do? And, well, you know, I don't think he really wanted to hurt me. He sort of had a fondness for me.
He probably didn't.
But, you know, it was only one time I did something. My mom says, wait till your father gets home. And I thought, oh, brother, what does that mean?
He probably realized you were going to have a big head as you got older.
Well, and that's what the thing I'm telling you, the brain power there. What I would do is I would run. If I did something wrong, and you know when you do something wrong, and I could hear the drawer open in the kitchen where the wooden spoon was that they made oatmeal with.
You mean your
I would
dad,
run into the bathroom and lock the door. No, it was my mom.
She your think, mom?
That
your
wooden
mom.
Spoon stung. She'd hit below the buttocal muscle area into the back of the legs, and it would just sting.
Oh, wait a minute. The buttocal?
Yeah, the buttocal. Yeah, I'm sitting on my buttocal muscles. You talk about, you know, the femurs and all that. I know muscle groups. The buttocal muscles.
Yeah.
And the buttocal area.
Now, speaking of buttocal. Your mom, I just want to understand this. Your mom would would whip you with the spoon she fed you with.
The oatmeal stirring wooden spoon.
That's
it stung.
Deep. That's very
well,
deep.
Well, she'd watch it. She'd wash the whole thing afterwards.
Did you seek any type of counseling as you got older?
No. Still to this day, I haven't. I've been marred by that. Joe Namath in the news here now. So what's the deal? You played with him for 1 year on the Rams, correct? Broadway Joe was signed as a quarterback?
Yeah. But
1 or 2 years?
Yeah. 1 year, 77.
So he says now he's got an autobiography out, a book, and he's in his post-retirement, he had a battle with alcohol, and he said it almost killed him. He recalled that drunken interview. Remember, he was on the sidelines with Susie Colbert from ESPN, and he said that he wanted to kiss her.
Yeah, I know.
And we saw that a million times played over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that was a wake-up call. It was a blessing in disguise. He said he had to fight his addiction, and he was embarrassed by my friends and my family.
Wow.
He said he couldn't escape the feeling that I haven't had a drink since.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's interesting, you know. I mean, he went in and out on that up until, as he says, 2003.
So he drank while he was with the Rams when you were there?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, he had to get in line with that group. But what was interesting, he lived, I lived in Long Beach, out on the peninsula, and right there on the sand. And
you actually lived in the sand, right?
I had a home there.
Oh, you did have a home. Okay,
I had
good.
A home there, but I could walk down to his street.
Oh, he lived there too. Huh?
Yeah, he lived right down the street from me, and you know, and then during Saturdays, we would have the team would meet at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills. On Wilshire.
The whole team would get there.
On Santa Monica Boulevard in Wilshire. And so we would all meet there. I would get there early and go downstairs and hit the beautiful, they had a tremendous buffet.
So I was going to say, was it Carol Rosenbloom would buy you guys brunch or something?
No, he didn't. No, we spent our own money. I got there, I got there
early.
4 o'clock.
What did you hit? What did the items that you
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, good. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
I'm going to mark them down. Let me get my pencil. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So we all know what to go for on brunch. The Fred Dreyer prescribed brunch.
Right.
What is it?
Good. Yeah. Take notes silently.
I'm ready. Go ahead. What's the first thing you go to?
Jell-O. That's the first thing.
It is not.
But the point is you're screwing up my story.
I'm sorry.
Don't assume
here.
I'm going
I'll
a certain
out
way.
Of the picture. You go ahead.
Please, could you go in the into the hallway just
I'll
while
come
I
back
tell people?
If you don't tell the story, I'll come back.
So I would go down every Saturday. I would go down to his house. He lived right off the beach too, not in the sand.
Good,
but off the beach, and I would drive down and I'd pick him up. So I'd be in my Volkswagen van, and he would be in the front seat. And when I'd honk the horn, then he'd come out with his bag. And a glass, a plastic glass of white wine.
Oh, come on.
Well,
he'd be drinking in the front seat.
And then he would be in the front seat, balancing it as a Volkswagen van, you got to shift the damn thing. You know?
Right.
So you're going up over the hills and everything. So we now, he's kind of like holding it. He doesn't want to, he says, let me know when you're on a shift, So we get on the freeway, and now it's smooth. We're just smooth sailing, and he's drinking. And I said, I thought you quit. He says, I did. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I said, what is that? What's that white? That's white wine. That's kind of, I said, because it's a grape, you think that you're, I said, I'm not buying that. You might be able to sell your mom and dad on that, but I'm not buying that.
We'll be back on the Sports Lounge.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hello,
and
hello.
Pamela has got an email here to you. Fred says, wonder if Mr. Dreyer remembers an episode of Hunter from May of 1989 titled Last Run. The story has Hunter dealing with a police lieutenant who's looking for a DEA agent working undercover. She's missing. When he finds her tortured to death, Hunter tries to stop him, but he kills the drug dealer and then himself. Turns out the woman was his daughter. Out of anger and frustration, Hunter leaves his gun and heaves it through a plate glass window. Fred, you were absolutely sensational in a most powerful and remembered ending in the entire series.
Well, wait a minute. I kill myself?
No, the guy kills himself, and but you get himself. Upset and you hurl your gun through a plate.
I was going to say, I think I did more shows after that. Yes, that was a good show. I remember that very much. That was a good show. They're very dramatic, and the gun going through, they had a nice effect there where I threw the gun through the plate glass window, and they had a stop action on it. Yes. It's really great.
This is something. Harry said, I know this is random, but I just saw Hunter on Amazon Prime. I watch Hunter with my parents and grandparents all the time. You and Miss Kramer were wonderful. Brings back wonderful memories. Just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Also, what are your thoughts, Fred, on that Kentucky Derby where Country House was disqualified? And
I heard Paul Laduca, Country House wins Dodger, the Dodger catcher.
Yeah,
he's a horse guy. Yeah. Has been for a long time. He says it was warranted.
He was. Well, it looked like it was in the film, but Country House won, and yeah. Maximum Security was taken out of the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad. And how about this? We should talk about this on an upcoming show, maybe next week. The interviews with major league pitchers and scouts are saying, come on, just tell us. They think the ball is juiced, the baseball. So we'll talk about that next week.
You know, there's a chance that it could be because those balls come out, in batches. sometimes you get a batch that's flat, sometimes you get one that's not.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a batch, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like a knot.
Sometimes. All right, I want to remind everybody, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can always email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts for you from this week, Fred?
Well, I think that it's been a wonderful show. Thanks to the many people who listen to us, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.